Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with certified lactation counselor and nurse with maternal health with Washington County Public Health, Carol Detweiler, about the benefits of breastfeeding for both mother and baby. This is part one of a two-part interview. August is National Breastfeeding Month. And first, can we talk about some of the benefits for both mom and baby when it comes to breastfeeding?
Yes, there are many benefits, and there's more than I probably will list. I have a handout that actually says there's 101 reasons to breastfeed your baby, but I won't name all the 101.
That might take a while.
Yeah. So one benefit that should be highlighted is the colostrum, which is the first milk, and that is rich in so many white blood cells that help actually the infant fight disease, and we talk about it as the infant's first immunization, and it helps them coordinate sucking and swallowing and breathing at the same time with the thick fluid that the colostrum provides. Breast milk is easier to digest. It actually helps line the intestinal system to seal the digestive tract to protect the body against allergens. One highlighted benefit is that it actually enhances brain growth, and the studies have shown that it actually increases a child's IQ. There's fewer ear and respiratory infections. One benefit that's kind of neat, I think, is that the breast milk actually changes in taste according to what mom eats, and that helps the child get ready for a variety of tastes when they start on solid foods. The infant often has less constipation. There's a natural laxative in the breast milk for baby. And they also have done studies that show a child is less likely to become obese, and that can be a benefit later in life. It's been shown that it lessens the episodes of like diarrhea or respiratory infections. So there's just a lot of benefits for the baby.
And what are the benefits then for the new mom?
Several things for the mom and infant both is the bonding experience, the closeness. That's important. They actually say that moms lose weight faster because you're burning more calories. Also, a benefit is that it's been shown to reduce the risk of breast and uterine and ovarian cancer and decreases the risk of osteoporosis. And it saves money, of course, not having to buy formula.
And what resources are available to women who are pregnant and are trying to plan once baby arrives, and for those new moms?
It's always good to talk to your healthcare provider. Often there's childbirth classes that are offered that will include breastfeeding to give you some information. The WIC program offers a breastfeeding class in Iowa City. I also offer a breastfeeding support group, and that meets the second Friday of every month from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Kelowna Library. And then also, through our maternal health program, we can offer a home visit just to have one-on-one conversation talking about breastfeeding before the baby's born and then also after the baby's born, and there's no charge for those visits.
And breastfeeding can be stressful. It doesn't come easy to everybody.
That's correct, yes.
What would you say to those women who have had frustration maybe with a first pregnancy, but they want to try again with their second?
Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell moms that each pregnancy could be different. Each child can be different as far as their ability to latch and remove milk. And having support can be so helpful. If there's family members that encourage you to continue, and if you have other supports around you, can be very helpful.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Carol Detweiler, certified lactation counselor and nurse with Washington County Public Health, talking about the benefits of breastfeeding. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.